Well, we had to make it through most of recorded history, but finally we get to hear from some women. Iris Murdoch had an enjoyably antagonistic association with Sartre and observed that these authentic heroes, as described by the male existentialists, were only possible in a moral desert with the world sucked out of it. They just didn't think much about other people and almost entirely disregarded notions of ethics. She said that in order to engage in realistic and good actions, authenticity can only be one value among many. And we need to think more deeply about all the values that drive us to know whether being authentic is even a good thing. In fairness to Sartre, he did bring in moral values as part of his authenticity explorations, saying that the only real moral value we can base decisions on is the search for freedom. His partner and co-philosopher Simone de Beauvoir took that further by including the efforts to make other people free, an essential part of that value too. She brought in sociological understanding that we are fundamentally social animals, and that the notion of having a unique self is perhaps not that useful when it comes to authentic behaviour. Her take on authenticity was that as children, we are given societal rules with the same authority as the laws of science, and that it's a comfort to us knowing that things are safe and decided. Then, as we get older, the illusions that adults or authority figures know what they're doing is shattered, and so we start to work back towards reclaiming that authentic certainty we once had. And that's where conflict between doing what is right, authentic, and understood to be certain comes in. At this point, we start getting towards developmental psychology and gender roles in society with her book, The Second Sex. So it's a good place to wrap things up. I hope this has given you a flavour of how many interpretations there are of authenticity, and that it's not just a buzzword created by D&I consultancies, but the distracted musings of many a meddlesome mind.